Luke chapter 17, and I will read from verse 20 to verse 32. The message is about how God works through prayer to bring revival, and how what He say to His disciples, when you pray that the kingdom come, they will be done on earth as in heaven. And here we can read in Luke chapter 17 from verse 20 onwards how the Pharisees ask Him about which time the kingdom of God will come, and the Lord responds things to His disciples and to His gospel scriptures, and we'll understand the message of God for us today. And then He was reminded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come. He answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither say they say, 'Lo here, go or lo there,' for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And He said unto His disciples, 'The disciples, the days will come when you shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall see it, and ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, "See here or see there," go not after them nor follow them. For as the light to me and the light sinneth out of the one part and the heaven, shineth unto the other part and the heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in His day. But first must be suffered many things, and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, did wrong, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built it, but the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his staff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. And let's pray. God, thank you for this day. We bless you, magnify you, we adore your name of Jesus. We come to hear your word, to get wisdom from you, to get directed by you. Let your kingdom come. Let your be done on earth as in heaven. Lord, teach us as a disciple to persevere. Take us, Lord, from all worldliness, wrong ways of life. Help us to understand scriptures and to live to the scriptures. We have been deceived, O God. Your church has been deceived by many things, get confused. And I pray in the name of Jesus, you help us to discern where we have failed and to move forward and serving you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this day. We bless you, God. We magnify you. We adore you. Lord, and my lips, so God. And let the word that you want to speak to your church be clear. Take the message. Work in our lives, O God. Let the message come and through, O Lord. Let your kingdom and your judgment and your righteousness and your will be done in our life in the name of Jesus. Take it, Lord, beyond this word and make it to people who are in need of this word. Take it to people who are in need to listen, who are waiting for your word. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in this name. Amen. Amen. Now, the Pharisees, they ask, which time the kingdom of God will come? The Lord, He told them the kingdom of God is within you, and He go forward and He spoke about, not about His second coming, but about when he will bring his judgment, when he will going to do his will against people manifestation, and that's what he responds to the disciples. He told them, I need to suffer. Yeah? And then he told them also that the time will come that you will long to see the days of the Son of Man. That I was willing, I am willing to have your days, that you will be longing that these days will come. But, and he started to speak about the judgment of God in the day of Noah, and then, because they asked him, the kingdom of God will come. He's telling them why the kingdom of God was not there when God brought the flood upon the world. What you are expecting? Transcript paraphrase, that is the kingdom of God. And then he turned it and go to them, he told them, it is the same like in the day of Lord. And you know, the Lord says verse 29, but the same day that Lord went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. So here the Lord mentioned what had happened, how Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. Fire and brimstone from where? From heaven. From where? From God. So Jesus, did he approve the judgment of God on Sodom and Gomorrah or no? He approved it. So we can take this example for us today. Now the Bible here speaks, the Lord spoke about the days that Noah, that Lot left, went out of Sodom. The scripture also speaks about the day before that. Have you get the point? The scripture speaks that one day what had happened before Lot went out from Sodom. You know what had happened that day? The day before? You know what had happened? Because if you understand what had happened one day before that, we can understand what God wants us. As a church, as a ministry, as individuals, to interact with Him, to go along with His word. You know what had happened on the day before the Lord went out? The day before that, God visited the house of Abraham. And he got with him feast and some lunch, good lunch. And he told Sarah, nothing is impossible. We will have a baby. Next year I'm coming by the grace of God. Yeah? And also, when he left, let's go to Genesis 18. When he left, He already in his mind to go to check what is going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. And he say, I cannot do it unless I tell to Abraham what I am going to do. In Genesis chapter 18 and verse 15, after they took the nice feast, sukkot, and bread, and yogurt, and nice food. Amen? That's what we like, only nice things. But God's judgment and God's kingdom, we can't avoid. That's what he called the first verse. The kingdom of God is within you. Problem? Rebelliousness? Calamity, that God is working. Let us take lessons in here. In verse 16, and the men rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. In verse 17, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him, for I know that he will command his children, his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. You know, as God says, I need to tell Abraham, because this man, he would order his house and the children of the rain to do justice and judgment. And God wants to bring judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. He said this is a good lesson for Abraham, so he can teach his children, and we are the children of God, and we are the children of Abraham, because Abraham is our spiritual father. He is the father of many nations. And then he opened up his heart to Abraham. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very, very grievous. Have you got the point here? Abraham making nice lunch for the Lord, yeah? Abraham, he loved Lot or no? He loved him, no? And He loved Lot, right? And God, he wants to tell to Abraham, tomorrow I will check if correct, I will remove all Sodom and Gomorrah, even you give me lunch today and we enjoy it, thank you, but I need to deal with Lot according to my justice and my judgment according to the scriptures. Verse 21. And I will go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it which is come unto me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from there and went towards Sodom. Okay? But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. He cannot leave the Lord now. It's a big problem. Yeah? God show him that there will be coming calamity possible for Sodom and Gomorrah, and he knows that Lord is there, Abraham, and he will get the judgment also of God. I just want to get a background about Lord from the scriptures. So we must understand which kind of people and which mind we should have. Now we know very well that Lot was taking care of Abraham, and that what God wanted from us, to care for the small, to grow. Yeah, and we know also that the time had come for Lot when he was blessed by the Lord and start a fight between his headman and the headman of Abraham, and Abraham and Lot finally they get off into that, into the struggle. Abraham tells Lot, you choose your brothers, and the Canaanites in the land, they are looking at us. You choose where you want to go. You choose this way, I will go the other way. We are brothers. And you know that Lot chose to go to Sodom. You may say, how do you do that? You know what the Bible speaks about Sodom? Read in your Bible, Genesis 13, verse 10. We must understand why many Christians, they choose to do funny, wrong things. Genesis 13, verse 10, it says, and Lord lifted up his eyes, hallelujah, they will pray and we lift up our eyes and we saw Sodom. Let us see here what the Bible speaks about Sodom and why Lord chose it. And Lord lifted up his eyes and behold, all the plain of Jordan, that was well watered everywhere, hallelujah. Before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou coming unto Zoar. You see, as is the garden of the Lord. It's something very beautiful. This is the blessing of God. But it is never at all the will of God that Lord needs to go there. You see the deception of Satan. That's why we need to go back to the scriptures. And we do things based on the scripture. Look and there, Abraham forgive him, we need to have forgiving heart. Big heart but no compromises. Have you get the point here? Big heart, but we when it's coming to compromise and things that need to be mixing up, we have to separate. The evil, the wicked from the just and the righteous. In Genesis 14, while Lord was living here, he was raided. Sodom and Gomorrah was raided by some kings. Some people when they will choose Sodom and Gomorrah, the boyfriend, the parties, yeah, taking loans, marrying non-believers, arranging marriages, yeah, taking loans. And because the point, these are all the Sodom style of life, because they seem green. With natural promises, they don't know it's a ditch. In Genesis 14, what had happened? Five kings they attack, okay? They attack Sodom and Gomorrah. And Lot and his family, his daughters, was taken captive. Abraham heard about it. What did he do, Abraham? What did he say? Oh, let him suffer. Why he left me? No. Abraham, when he heard about it, he went off also and took his ministry with him. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. And they took Lot, Abraham's brother's son, and who dwell in Sodom, and his goods and departed. And there came one that had escaped and taught Abraham the Hebrew. For he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Ishkul, the brother of Anir, and these were confederate with Abraham. And when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, burned his own house, 318, and pursued him unto them. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants by night, and smote them and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus, verse 16. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot. He did not call him nephew, brother now. And the brother Lot, and his goods, and the woman also, and the people. He brought everything back. He did all what he can to restore Lot, okay? And what Lot did he say, oh, this Sodom is not good, let me leave it? Huh? Did he take a lesson or no? No, he insists. Abraham did his part or no? He did his part. That's why we need to do our part. To rescue, maybe Lord, there's a chance, okay? But now, in Genesis 18, yeah, Abraham cannot say to the Lord, Lord, can you give me 1 week, I will go and speak to him and take him out. When Abraham heard about it, that God will bring judgment, he stood before the Lord. Genesis 18, that's where our prayer and intercession today. There are people who left in the right way, many believers here in this church, other churches, Christian worldwide, this and sin, worldliness, parties, immoralities, drinking, loans, business, doing their own will, they are in the ditch. We are not in the position to pull them now. We need really to pray. And we must understand when we pray, God will work according to His scripture. Not based on our emotion. The scripture, it needs to be fulfilled. Verse 23. And Abraham drew near, Genesis 18, verse 23. And Abraham drew near and said, "Will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?" So Abraham, he knows what he's asking God. He is asking, "Lord, if there is righteous, I know that, Lord, you will save him." He did not tell him, "You can save the wicked." You know that God will not do such injustice. Unless they repent, of course. But will you judge the righteous? Will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? And then verse 24, peradventure there will be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for 50 righteous that are therein? You see here, Lot knows, Abraham knows that Lot is there, but he does not know his spiritual condition now. Who is with him, the spiritual status, how are the people with him, they are followers of God or no, he does not. No, but now he is feeling for their Lord, for their, verse 50, will destroy the city, verse 25. That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee, shall not the judge of all the earth do right. Here Abraham makes it very clear, it's a very, very clear. He knew that God will not judge the righteous as the wicked. So, when we pray, can we get the point? If the people are willing to do it in the righteous way, give it to them. If not, we cannot go beyond the scriptures and expect God to go along with us. We need to go along with Him and along His word. And based on that, Abraham stood, because the two men already came. It's an emergency now. He stood before the Lord. Yeah? And he starts to say, "Lord, how about if there's 40? God said, "No problem, even 40. And then, "Lord, how about if there's 30? "No problem, 30 I will say. Okay. "Lord, one more please. 20. Okay, for 20 I will say, "No, this last time, how about 10? Okay, Abraham, for the sake of 10, in the city, I will not destroy the city. Have you get the point? Abraham was asking God to save the city for the sake of 10 righteous people. And verse 33, 10 to 18, 33. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. Okay? Now, Genesis 18:19, we will read what was taking place in Sodom while Abraham was praying, interceding with the Lord. Now, for the one who interceded for us is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the right hand of God the Father, but God wants us to intercede for their nation, for their souls. He wants us to intercede for those backsliders. Many people in the body of Christ, like so, the church today is in a low situation. We see it now in the scriptures. And revival will come when the judgment of God will come, and that's the kingdom of God. Jesus died for our sin. Amen. But the consequence of sin, we need to bear it. Jesus approved what God did on Sodom and Gomorrah. The prayer and the explanation from Genesis 18 and 19, it helps us to understand what is going on. In Genesis 19, God comes to save the righteous, right? How we agree. And there came 200 to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing him, rose up to meet them. And he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, "Behold now, my Lord, turn in. I pray you into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet. And you shall rise up early, and go on your ways." And they said, "Nay, but we will abide in the street all night." And he prayed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him. and entered into his house, and he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. See, when they entered the city, everyone knew about them, right? They had seen them. But only Lot, he invited them to his house, he insisted on them. And we get the point, God walked through the scriptures. Why only Lot was saved from that city? He's the only one he invited the angels. He gave them food. He forced them to come in to stay with him. In verse 4, because God sent the angels to see what was going on, if yes or no. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter, and they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know this. So wickedness now is confessed. What is their sin now here? Oh, homosexuality. That is the abomination that was in Sodom, and that is confirmed, that this city needs to be judged. Did Jesus condemn the homosexuality? He condemned it. How we know? He said in the day of Lot. So he agreed with the judgment of God on Sodom and Gomorrah. Now let's read verse 6. And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. He calls them first brethren. Is this correct? This is correct what he says? Are they really brothers? No. Okay. Verse 8. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and you do to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. Now the question here, Abraham prayed that God will save the righteous. Okay? He agreed about that. Now what is your understanding now about what you read till now? His root is speaking or doing something righteous? When you speak yes or no?
Maybe because he's dealing with homosexuals, he was sure that his daughters would not get affected.
Even he's dealing with homosexuals, is it right that he would take his daughter out? Huh? It is right? If he is a righteous person, do he will offer his two daughters out? Did he condemn homosexuality or no? He condemned it. But did he condemn fornication? That's another thing. Need to be judged. Many Christians nowadays, listen to me, they condemn homosexuality, but they agree about boyfriend and girlfriend, fornication. That correct or no? Correct. That rule. Do they need the judgment of God to bring them into salvation, into the kingdom of God? Yes. Big yes. Now, if Lot like that, as you say, he's not righteous. It is a dilemma, then how God saves him? Because many Christians like that. Right? Now if you go to the Lord, oh, we are like Lord, so it is okay, right? So we will continue for, we allow fornication and dating and courting because Lord was God's saving, so we are also the same. What the Bible speak about Lord? Is the Bible speak about Lord, is it righteous or no? Let's go to the book of 2 Peter, we speak scripture. We must understand what is the kingdom, because when he calls the kingdom of God is within you. How about people like this now, Lord? They are doing such things. How God will save them with such all these things? God will not accept this sin, they need to repent, right? Now, in the book of 2 Peter, chapter 2, and verse 6 to verse 9, he says, I am turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live under thee. Verse 7, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them. So what do you call him? You call him righteous. He's righteous, right? You can't accept it, he's righteous, he would do like that. You can't swallow it, right? Can you swallow it? He's righteous. The Bible says, I can swallow because the Bible says. But if I compare with Genesis chapter 19, cannot be swallowed, right? But when we go through the explanation and go deep, we can understand why Apostle Peter wrote that Lot was a righteous man, a dwelling among them in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul, not only his righteous, his soul also is there, righteous, yeah? Unto the day of day, he vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Now here's the point. According to this, that Lord is righteous. Then why it was easy for him that he said, I will bring my two daughters for you. It was easy for him to say it. It was easy for them to get cigarettes and smoke, right? It is easy for them to get one cup of wine, yeah, and drink. It is easy for them that their daughter touched by men, yeah? It's easy. Why is it? It's easy for their ladies to wear dress that is exposed their body part, right? Why it became easy for Lot to take his two daughters out? Was he confused or not? The point here, when we look to the outward, the standard of our holiness will become low. Everyone is doing it. Yeah. Homosexuality, no. But the other things, we should not be strict. The righteous person, when he put himself in such atmosphere, he will be confused. Have you got the point? Because everyone is along it. So, on what he say here about Lot, his soul was vexed, you know, vexed, disturbed, you know, oppressed. Why you don't allow your son? Why you don't allow your daughter? Why you don't do this? People around him, right? He was vexed. That's why, out of his confusion, he spoke like that. Now let's go on. God will, in verse 9, Apostle Peter says, God know how to save the just of uncleanness. Okay? God knows how to take Lot out from Sodom and Gomorrah. God knows how to make him righteous. Let us see now, go back now to the book of Genesis 19, and we will see how Lot, God dealt with him and brought him into the righteousness that he can be saved. In Genesis 19, when he told him the offer, verse 9, and they said, stand back, and they said again, this one fellow came to Sojourn, and he will need to be a judge now. Now will we deal worse than with thee, than with them? And they pressed so upon the man even Lot, and came near to break the door. See, you get the point here? He was overempowered. Yeah? The officer says that they will press on him. They want to force him to do, to allow those men to go out to them. So that is confirmed that he was oppressed. Sometimes we are oppressed, no? Why you don't allow, yeah? Why you don't compromise? Why you want to suffer? Anyway, it's not wrong. We are not asking to do this. We are asking to do this only. That movement of the man is support that he was really vexed. From his side, he knows it's wrong because Abraham touched him. But outside, he is compressed. Besides that, there is no one beside him to lift him out. Because he was in the wrong place, with the wrong company, with the wrong friend, with the wrong people, and there is no support for him. That's why God sent those two angels. This angel of the Lord accepts the offer of Lot. That is verse 10. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find their door. So that the men strived there with the blindness of the men also. So Lot understood that his spoke is not correct. The angel of the Lord, they will not agree about what Lot had offered. Now it confirms that judgment will come. God will send judgment, but God is going to save Lot from that place. Verse 12. And the man said unto Lot, "Hast thou here any besides? Do you have anyone here in the city? Son-in-law, thy sons, thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place." They give him chance. Anyone you know of your children, son-in-law, you bring them out of this place. Verse 13, "For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it." And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, "Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city." But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. So he has sons-in-law, right? So how many daughters he has, Lot? He says he went to his sons-in-law that married to his... He has two daughters in the house with him. Are they the one who is married? If they are married, they have to be with their... They have to be with their husband. You know, some they explain that according to the culture of the Bible, that married, already once they agree, it is already married. Even they are not with their... man. Now that is another sin. What is the sin that God wants to judge here? Lot, he gives his daughters to whom? Believer or non-believer? He gave it to the non-believer, to that. If he gives his daughter to godly men? You answer, are they godly men? No, because they mock on Lord, and Lord gives them the warning, they love on him, that is another sin need to be judged. When they mock on him, he went back. That arrangement of that marriage was also judged by the Lord when he sent his judgment on Sodom. But if you will read verse 15, we will understand that Lot has no two daughters, he has more. Verse 15, and when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, he came quickly, saying, "Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here." Oh, So he has another daughter, right? Why they would tell him the two daughters that are here, which are here, so he has other daughters which are in other places. If your two daughters are here, let thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. So they decided to take Lot and his two daughters and in the house and his wife. Can you read verse 16? Can you read it, please? And tell me something you may say. And when he lingered, the man laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without that city. What comes to your mind when you read the scripture? Why he hesitated? Why he lingered? How would become a righteous? God wants him to be righteous before he will save him, right? I will explain to you. What God asked him that day to do? To be saved. Listen to me. God asked him first to leave his house. Oh? His house, yes. All his furniture, okay? All his belongings. He needs to give up his daughters and their houses who are married in the city. Has it easy things to do? You know what he says in verse 16? Do you think God is just or unjust? You read what is in your Bible and tell me what God did to him. How we can describe the action of God to him. Was God harsh? Was God rude? Can you read in your Bible what is that to describe by the writer? Before that, about the Lord. The Lord, in King James we say, the Lord being merciful on him. When God is in such kind of judgment, it is the mercy of God. Have you got the point here? Sometimes, why like this? Why this happened? That's the mercy of God to save us. Lord was, why he lingered? He had two choices. Either he will save his life and lose everything, or he will sin. He will, because maybe God is not serious about it. So I will save the house, but I may get it also in the house. That is how we can understand how God saved Lot and her, consider him righteous, because he was willing to get rid of things that he has done wrong. First, his decision to go to Sodom and Gomorrah is a wrong decision, right? He said to them, need to be judged or no? Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done. Need to be judged. Okay? Arranging marriage with his brother like this with them is also need to be judged. This is because we cannot be sure. Have you get the point? If we continue connect with the people who are wicked. What the angel told him, they told him in verse 15, they told him, let thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. There are certain people really you need to cut all your relations with them, because it is really iniquity. It will be imparted to you and to your children, your family. Even as a church today. Have you got the point? We may need to cut ties with certain people that they are wicked. They are not willing to give up their sin and come back fully to the Lord. In verse 17, and it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee. Neither stay thou in the all the plains, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. The final question he told him what they need to reach? Where Lot he need to reach? 5-star hotel to live? in the mountain. Why he told him in the mountain? Because Sodom was on the plain and very beautiful. He told him, this wrong choice, you want to live for God, you go to the mountain. God is setting account with his people, right? God, he may keep us for a year to do our own, but the time will come, judgment must be there. He needs to deal with sin and he needs to deal with us properly. And Lot said unto them, oh, not so, my Lord, because he cannot run. He cannot reach the mountain that time. Behold, now thy servant has found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy. See here, Lord, even with this loss, he is willing to ask. He says that you have magnified your mercy. He didn't say, what about my house? Why you are like this? Where I will live? Have you get the point? He says, consider that is the mercy of God, which thou hast shown unto me in saving my life. So he acknowledged the work of God in saving his life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold, now the city is near to flee unto, and it is little one. Oh, let me escape thither. It is not a little one, and my soul shall live. And he said unto him, see, I have accepted thee concerning these things also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Hide thee, escape thither, for I cannot do any thing till thou become thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. He approved him his request. I cannot go now to the mountain, but please put me in this city, small city. Meanwhile, he said, okay, I accept. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah a brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. And verse 26, but his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. What he lost more? Lost? He lost his house, right? His belonging, his daughters. Yeah, he was also his wife now. So all these things, the cause of being in Sodom, he needs to get rid of all this junk. Verse 27, and Abraham get up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, and he looked towards Sodom and Gomorrah and towards all the land of the plain, and behold, and Lord, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the city of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the city in which Lot dwelt. See here the effect of the prayer of Abraham. Abraham was interceding, and the angels were also working in the life of Lot to bring him out. We need to pray, intercede. We don't know what God is doing. Abraham is not aware what is on the next side, but he was praying faithfully to the Lord, even for us today. As a church, we need to pray, and we will spend some time at the end of the message in a prayer interceding for those who are like Lot, who know the truth, but they are in a place. And verse 30, what had happened? And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him. For he feared to dwell in Zoar and dwell in a cave, he and his two daughters. So did he listen to the instruction of the angel or no? He listened. When Abraham served him before, he stayed in Sodom. But now, even in Zoar, I need to go because I don't know. One day, God will do to it what the Lord did in Sodom. What are the sins still now that God judged in Sodom and Gomorrah? homosexuality, fornication, arranged marriages, marrying with non-believers, wrong decision. If you will go to Luke chapter 17, let us read what other sins that the Lord judged in Sodom and Gomorrah. And verse 28, Luke 17, verse 28. That is from the mouth of Jesus. When we speak about Sodom, it's not only homosexuality. Other sins are there also. God is judging. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat the food, the gluttony, right? Debauchery, spending much on food. They drank, drinking wine, judge, okay. They bought, they sold, selling and buying business without the will of God. They planted, they built it, buying land, building houses, planting farms, doing their own will. God also, one day will come, the believers in Christ will be judged for that. The nation who does not follow God, they will be judged, and the believers, when they will be judged, and God will save them, He will take these things that they get in an unlawful way, and they need to be willing to give it up, so that their salvation will come. Okay, in the book of Ezekiel chapter 16, and verse 49, we will check other sins that God had judged. Why He overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah is a mystery of sins. We need to go through them so we understand. When we pray, Lord, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is as in heaven. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49, it says, Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. What is her sin? Pride, arrogance, fullness of the bread. When you get the bone here, they have too much things. Their heart becomes callous because of the things that God gives them. The more money, the more blessing of God, the more people's heart become salute, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness, laziness. More blessing, more lazy, more unwillingness to follow God. Abundance of idleness was in her maid and in her daughters. They teach other also to do wrong. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor hand. They don't care about other people, just themselves. Selfishness, all these things the Lord judged when He judged Sodom and Gomorrah. And we need to be careful. The Lord in Luke chapter 18, He confirmed this. When Apostle Peter said to Him, Lord, we have left everything to follow You. He did not say, why? No, you should not leave. You should enjoy life. I'm giving you all these blessings. You must indulge yourself. He is nothing in this. Luke chapter 18 and verse 28. Then Peter said, Lo, we have left all and followed Thee. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the sake of God's sake, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come, like ever. He told him, confirming to him that whoever living I know, that's my will, I will give him more this life or in the life eternal. So now we understand the effect of the prayer of Abraham for Lot and how God works through the scriptures to save Lot, who was willing to go along the chain of God. That's all. First, let us repent of our sin. Let us come out from our confusion. just confess our sins. Worldliness, idleness, abundance of bread, not looking after the poor and needy, all these things. Doing own plans, buying, selling, planting, building things not ordained by God. Let us repent of all these things. All our crowns and glory, let us put them down at the feet of Jesus. Lord, let us repent. Forgive me now. All the things, the worldliness, doing my own will, I ask forgiveness, Lord. Lord, convict us with the Holy Ghost. People are here in other places. In the name of Jesus, hear our prayer, O God. We repent, we come back to you. We are willing to give up things. And it is an end to you in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer. Hear our cry for mercy. Let's now pray for others. Pray for yourself to be strong. But I pray for my brethren here, give them strength not to be oppressed by the confusion and by the vexation of the unbelievers, non-believers around them. We rebuke this power of Satan, oppression, separation. We rebuke in the name of Jesus. Relieve us, O God. Break all works of Satan in our life. Let us not be, O God, afraid to do the truth, to live the truth. For you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you have given us the spirit of love, sound mind. O Lord, in the name of Jesus, spirit of courage. Lord, empower us, spirit of boldness give us to continue to do what is right. And Lord, we pray, will not the judge of the whole earth do right, O God? Save the righteous. Lord, for the sake of 50, save the 60. For the sake of 40, O Lord, save the 60. For the sake of 30, O God, save the 60. For the sake of 10 or 20, save the 60, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, for our brethren who left the way and they are in ditch, they are in Sodom and Gomorrah, living in laziness, living in debauchery, living, allowing their daughters to go hungry. O God, I pray, O God, save them. And those who are drinking, those who are in immorality, fornication, O God, save them, Lord, from the beast. As you have taken, Lord, loose, out of Sodom. It is written about you. It is written, O God, that the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. O God, I pray, deliver, O God, the godly out of temptations, O God. Lord, we don't know whom, but we now have a lot of people, O God. We are praying for all of them, O God. I pray for the backsliders, O God. Those have been that we know we have helped, O God, we have done our part, Lord. We have been secure, O God, but now we are in Sodom and places, O God, dangerous. Lord, we are praying, O God. Lord, you will not judge the righteous of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Save them, O God. Save them, Lord. Hear our prayer. O God, we pray for your children. That in their days of compromising and worldliness and immorality and homosexuality and the phenomena of divorce and remarriage, the dating and the courting and the phenomena of boyfriend and girlfriend, we pray, O God, save them all, take them out from other worship, from sin and pleasing sin. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We bless you. Continue praying. Raise up your voice and prayer. Cry to the Lord. Lord, we cry out to you. We worship you, Lord. Hear our prayer. We are praying for the nations in Asia, in Africa, in Europe, in North America, in South America, in Australia. Lord, in all of us in the Middle East, in our nation, O God, Lord, we pray for salvation of souls. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as in heaven. We trust you in every world, in every climate, in every earthquake, in every famine, in every earthquake, in every typhoon, in every volcano. There are people to be saved. In every flood, there are people to be saved in the name of Jesus. We fall down. We lay our crowns, O God, at the feet of yours. All done, we lay at the feet of Jesus. May the soul keep the at the feet of Jesus. Strengthen us for the body of the Lord. Merciful God, yes God, Lord, give us more understanding of your scriptures. Your way, we thank you, God. We adore you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Is that right? Yes, O God, hear our prayers. Yes, hallelujah. Pray for us. Pray for us. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Minister to us, Holy Spirit. If you want to pray, it's a seated prayer, that's what I've seen. Yes, O God, hear our prayer. O God, will not the judge of the whole earth do right. We trust you, God. We magnify you. We are God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Please us with your word always. Direct us. In the path of righteousness, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord. We are God. Bless us. Bless those who are here. Those who are far away. just people like Lot are seated with Lot, do the same, Lord, save them, O God. Merciful God, you will not leave the righteous perish. You know how to take them out. We love them, Lord. We forgive them. Our heart is that yearning, longing for them. To come out from the Sodom and Gomorrah, from the plain of darkness and filthiness. Name of Jesus. Give us more compassion. We bless you. We magnify healing in your word. Healing in the name of Jesus. Wholeness. Revival, O God. Your church, O God. Praise the believers, O God, who understand your will, O God. O God, they will kiss your church, they will agree with you, with your judgment, O God. As Abraham stood before the Lord, O God, we stand before you, intercede. Let your word come true. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Let thy kingdom come. That they will be done on earth as in heaven. Bless us, O God, in large of our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm that will not contain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in His name. Amen and amen.